This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Russia's bombardment of Ukraine edged closer to central Kyiv Tuesday as a series of strikes hit a residential neighborhood, and the number of people the war has driven from the country passed 3 million. Large explosions thundered across Kyiv before dawn from what Ukrainian authorities said were artillery strikes, as Russia's assault on the city appeared to become more systematic. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said mirages hit four multi-story buildings in the city and caused dozens of deaths. Despite all this, Associated Press correspondent Andrea Rosa, reporting from Kyiv, says the people there seem ready for anything.
The city, when you go around, is heavily fortified. You can see checkpoints everywhere, and they continue to build up these checkpoints and improve the defense. There is a sense that big storm is coming and getting closer and closer, but so far it seems that the morale seems to be high enough. They all say that they're willing to stay and fight, and they're waiting for the big fight to happen.
Meanwhile, the leaders of three European Union countries planned a bold visit to Ukraine's capital Tuesday to show support for the country. The mission will include Czech Prime Minister Petr Fiala, Slovenian Prime Minister Janusz Janša, Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki, and Polish Deputy Prime Minister Jaroslaw Kaczynski. From his Twitter account, the Czech Prime Minister said the aim of the visit is to express the EU's unequivocal support for Ukraine and its freedom and independence. Meanwhile, Wednesday, Ukrainian President Zelensky is scheduled to speak to the U.S. Congress via remote address. Zelensky has appealed for international help, including a no-fly zone over Ukraine, which the Biden administration has ruled out. This is VOA News. The U.S. space agency NASA expects an American astronaut to ride a Russian spacecraft home later this month as scheduled, amid tensions between the two countries. The AP's Mike Gracia reports.
A top NASA official said Monday, despite tensions between the United States and Russia, American astronaut Mark Vandehei will be coming back to Earth on a Russian capsule at the end of the month. During a news conference, NASA Space Station Program Manager Joel Montalbano said,
I can tell you for sure Mark is coming home on that Soyuz. We are in communication with our Russian colleagues. There's no fuzz on that.
On Tuesday, Vandehei will make American space history, setting a record with 340 days on a single space flight. When Vandehei returns to Earth on March 30th, he will have logged 355 days in space. The world record of 438 continuous days in space belongs to Russia. I'm Mike Gracia.
The longstanding U.S.-Russia collaboration in space was called into question last month when Russia's space agency chief, Dmitry Rogozin, suggested U.S. sanctions imposed against Moscow over the Ukraine crisis could destroy the International Space Station's teamwork and lead to the demise of the space station itself. Calm has returned to the Jebel Moon area of Sudan's West Darfur state after a fresh wave of violence over the last several days left 9 people dead. But aid groups on the ground say the security situation there remains uncertain. A spokesman for the Independent Coordinating Committee for Refugees and Displaced People in Darfur, Adam Rigel, told VOA Monday it's too early to tell what will happen next. Rigel said Darfur, and especially the Jebel Moon area, is experiencing an unstable security situation characterized by violations and crimes taking place under the watch of Sudan's military coup government against unarmed civilians. He said residents of villages come under regular unprovoked attack from militias. The Central Committee for Sudanese Doctors said Saturday the death toll in Jebel Moon in March risen to 35 after armed militiamen repeatedly attacked civilians and burned their villages. U.S. authorities are trying to free a massive container ship which ran aground near the eastern U.S. port of Baltimore. Local U.S. media report the vessel Ever Forward became disabled in the Chesapeake Bay shortly after leaving the Baltimore port late Sunday, bound for Norfolk, Virginia. The executive director of the Maryland Port Administration, William Doyle, said there has been no injuries or spills associated with the ship's grounding, and it is not preventing other ships from transiting to the port of Baltimore. The ship is part of a fleet owned by Taiwan-based Evergreen Marine Corps, the same company whose vessel last year blocked the Suez Canal. The accident came almost exactly a year after the container ship MV Ever Given became wedged in the Suez Canal in Egypt during a sandstorm, blocking the key waterway for 6 days. Reporting for your